Well, Sydney is set to impose new restrictions, including compulsory mask wearing at indoor venues, as an outbreak of the Delta variant spreads in the region. Meanwhile, the US looks set to undershoot President Biden's vaccination target. The White House says it will narrowly fail to get 70% of adults a first shot by the July 4th holiday. Morgan Stanley's told employees they'll need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter its New York offices. CEO James Gorman says about 90% of return staff have already had their shots. The firm says the goal is to help create a normal office environment without a need for face masks and physical distancing. Former Citigroup chief economist Catherine Mann is to join the Bank of England as a policymaker from September. With previous roles at the World Bank and OECD, Mann brings international experience to the BOE as it weighs when it can recalibrate its easy monetary stimulus. And the UK government is to consult on new rules for on-demand video providers. While stream content from the BBC is subject to code overseen by media watchdog Ofcom, foreign competitors like Netflix and Disney are currently not subject to regulation. Global news, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.